You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome in to MLB.com Extras, the Philadelphia Phillies edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Todd Zielecki. And Todd, the Phillies, maybe the team at this winter meetings with the least to do, or so it would seem. I mean, this is the rebuild, right? And so it's just slow little pieces at a time.
That's basically what Matt Klentak has done so far, is little pieces here and there, a lot of buy low guys, claiming guys off of waivers like Peter Borges to play some outfield for him, Dan Otero to help out in the bullpen, some other guys they've picked off of waivers to help out in the bullpen. They signed James Russell to a minor league deal with an invite to spring training. So basically, it seems like this offseason, they're just trying to get some pieces to make them a little bit better, without investing, you know, into those 4, 5, 6 year deals that they've just got out from underneath, and hope that these guys can maybe help out the younger guys on the roster, show them the way to play the game the right way, and then if these young guys continue to develop next season, a year or two down the road, then I think you're going to see the Phillies kind of push back into that free agent market. So this offseason, these winter meetings, I don't expect them to be in on anybody like Upton or Hayward or, you know, Johnny Cueto, anybody along those lines. It's going to be more short-term situations.
Well, so let me ask you, you mentioned, the young guys, bubble up maybe in a couple of years. What is the timeline? Has Klentak, articulated that yet?
He's been very, I guess I don't want to say cagey, but he does not want to give a year on when they expect him to contend, because there, and I understand why, because there are so many unknowns right now. It would be easy for him to say, you know what, next year, 2016, we hope all these guys take a nice step forward, and then by 2017, we hope to be in wild card contention. But the truth of the matter is, you don't know. Dominic Brown, who they non-tendered and outright, and he's no longer with the organization. At one point, he was literally the number one prospect in baseball, and he didn't turn out. So the Phillies don't want to say, we know we're going to be good by 2017. We know we're going to contend by 2018. I think they kind of want to wait and see how things go next year to give them a little bit more of a clearer picture. But certainly 2017, 2018, they hope they're kind of at least pushing 500 and maybe even a little bit better than that.
These things are really tough. And
right.
We've seen some teams swallow very hard in recent years. The Astros prominently come to mind. And they suffered through their 300 loss seasons. And they made a rapid comeback. Now, you get the sense that they're, and that was a very clear vision. I mean, I think they articulated that it was going to be rough. Are the Phillies willing to go that far with it?
I think they are. I think last year they had the worst record in baseball. They're certainly hoping for some improvement upon that this season. But if you listen to Phillies ownership and Matt Klentak and the president, Andy McPhail, they've all said the same thing. You know, we're going to be patient with this. We're not going to go out this season. Because the question that a lot of Phillies fans ask is, why not just go out, get Upton, get Cueto, sign a reliever, and then the young guys will come along and you'll be, boom, right back into it. But they don't look at it that way. They're saying, let's see how these young guys do first and then invest the big money. So they are, I believe, going to hold true to this plan, hold strongly with this plan, and see how these young guys do first. And if it means another losing season, it means another losing season, which I think makes a lot of sense, because like I said earlier, they just got out of Chase Utley's contract, Jimmy Rollins, Cole Hamels, Jonathan Papelbon. Phillies fans saw how hard it was to trade those guys and move those guys. So you don't want to just, hey, we could sign a couple more guys to another $300 million in guaranteed money.
Well, to that end, Ken Giles looks like a guy who could be very valuable to a number of teams. And we're seeing right now that that relief pitcher market is inflated. It's white hot right now. Do you think that they will leave the winter meetings with Giles as their closer, or does he get dealt?
I think there's a good chance that he does get traded. Now, I'm not going to go so far as to say he gets traded even at all this offseason, but I think the Phillies are in a good position. We saw what the Red Sox gave up for Craig Kimbrell. The Dodgers supposedly gave up a lot for Aroldis Chapman. So you look at Ken Giles, you say, okay, he's not going to become a free agent until after 2020. So he's going to be around for a lot longer than Kimbrell and Chapman. He's young. He's very talented. He throws hard. He showed last season, the last couple months of the season, that he can be an effective closer. So the Phillies, I think, are definitely open to trading him. but they're also in a position where they don't feel obligated to trade him, which puts them kind of in a little bit of a position of power. It's not like Papelbon last year where they were just desperate to get rid of the contract, desperate to get rid of the guy. If Ken Giles opens the season next season as their closer, they'll be happy with that. But if a team steps up this offseason and gives them two or three top prospects, I don't think they'll hesitate to move them because I think they look at it like, we can find another closer in a couple of years. So if we can get an everyday player, maybe a starting pitcher for him, let's do it right now.
As they look to rebuild in the farm system, right, to bring this group along, where do they see the needs, to build that depth? I mean, everybody's going to say pitching, of course,
right.
And I'm sure that's more than likely the answer you'll give, but are there other places that they're looking?
Well, you're right. Pitching, first of all, Matt Klentak has said repeatedly, pitching. We need as much pitching as possible. We're really, really short in that department. Now you look elsewhere around the organization or just needs around the diamond, they don't have a lot of power. So they would love to get power. Power is not that easy to come by nowadays. It seems like if you got a guy that can hit 30 home runs, you're one of the rare teams, whereas 10, 15 years ago, seemed like every lineup had three or four of those guys on their roster. So the Phillies really need some power. They don't have a lot of power right now. Ryan Howard's in the last year of his deal. He won't be back one way or the other after next season. So if they can find some power somehow, I think that's the way they would like to go at any position, quite frankly.
Okay, so Thursday when you pack up and you're heading out to the airport, what do you anticipate will be the headline for what the Phillies got done here?
Well, I think if you're a Phillies fan, you're looking for excitement, that would mean Ken Giles has been traded. But I also think it could be something a lot more minor, maybe like a middle reliever acquired. They're going to select somebody with the first pick in the Rule 5 draft. That's not going to get any Phillies fans super excited. I understand that. But for what the Phillies are trying to do, staying within that plan, like you mentioned the Astros earlier, they are going to follow through in that plan. And that plan right now is more modest moves that can maybe pay off down the road. You know, you pick up a guy on waivers like Dan Otero, maybe he bounces back next season. You flip him to a contending team at the trade deadline for a younger piece, that can help you out. So I think those are the types of moves. Nothing terribly exciting. No blockbuster trades unless they trade Giles.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, this new era for the Phillies. The question is, how long will this era last? All right, Todd Zielecki, thank you. Keep yourself busy anyway while you're here.
Absolutely.
Right, it's Todd Zielecki, MLB.com Extras, the Philadelphia Phillies edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.